Blog Talk Radio.
You're the Most High God.
All have a reason to thank God, even in this lifetime when most people feel like giving up. The more I studied the Bible, my faith is charged up. For me to walk tall, for me to know God, for me to understand His words while it's unfolding. Like a scroll I read with my spiritual mind, like a recipe book I got to try what is written in it. Yes Lord, I'm the end product of faith. You said in your word you knew me before I was born. There's no other God that knows me better than you. That's why I give you the glory, the honor, in you I belong. With the song I saw a big reason for me to thank you, to celebrate you and bless you for your greatness and your mercy, for sending my heart to watch your statues. The all-knowing God, the unchanging God, the all-powerful God, almighty, is eternal.
You're the Most High God.
Counting the blessings that you've been giving to me, I run out of fingers and toes to count. Just like it's with so strange, Shaba Zulu and Tempulinyam. It will never stop, it will flow from the head to the toes. Engane Nzame, Engane Nzengane Zami. It will never stop, like a jug of all of that widow, I continue to pour. Oh yeah, my cup equally overflows, opening the eyes of the blind for them to know that you alone are God. For you we thankful, Lord. Show me a man who can give up his son, there's none. Show me the blood that can purify his own Zami. Show me the amount that the glitches call it from. Only Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. Luckily we've been given a choice to decide whether you choose life or death. Well, that's up to you, whether you choose the Bible or the gun.
You're the Most High God.
Me again.
Plan J Music presents Transparent the Band live DVD recording at Rita's Southern Soul Cafe, 110 North Washington Street, Saginaw, Michigan, August 22nd, 2015, Saturday at 5 p.m. There will be a red carpet event with Detroit's own DJ Tanya Johnson on deck, with live radio interviews and photos by Dizzy of Saginaw, Michigan. Remember, come dressed to impress. Special guests to appear, Way Deep and Xavier of Jackson, Michigan, and Brother Kirk of B2B Activewear of Saginaw, Michigan. Breaking news, please visit GoFundMe.com/Y3T9SUS to make a $20 donation to help fund Transparent the Band Keep Music Alive tour and receive in person 2 free autographed CDs at Transparent the Band live DVD recording, Rita's Southern Soul Cafe, 110 North Washington Street, Saginaw, Michigan, August 22nd, 2015, Saturday at 5 p.m. Building our community, one encouraging song at a time.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord on tonight. I'm telling you, we just thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International, where you are being hosted by none other than Miss Angel on deck. And we just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world. I'm telling you, it's just awesome to be back on. It's been a minute. I was on last week for one day. A lot of things were going on, so I wasn't able to be on. But we just thank God that it's getting started again in full effect. Starting even next week, we will be on going back to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So we just thank God. We're going to be promoting that before the end of the week is over with, and y'all will see that. So we just thank God for all of you there here in Detroit. We want to say God bless to you. To everybody in all of Africa tonight listening, we just want to say God bless you in the UK and Italy, those in Brazil, Switzerland. We want to say God bless to those of you in Mexico, those in the Caribbean, Trinidad, Tobago. We just want to say God bless. And we cannot leave off the Saginaw. I used to call it the Gnaw. Back in the day when I used to hang out in Saginaw, that's what we used to say. We used to be like, hey, y'all going to the Gnaw or what? And that's what we used to call. I don't know if they still call it that, but that was our little word of calling it the Gnaw. And we'd be like, yeah, I'm up in the Gnaw, you know. So it was funny, but, you know, we just thank God for Saginaw, all of Saginaw. We just want to say God bless you all tonight. We have a very special program. A lot of you are listening in, and we're not going to be before y'all long because y'all are going to hear us live on Saturday. Thank God for tonight. As a lot of you probably saw posted up, the link is showing me and the Transparent Band Gospel Recording Group. And we just thank God for them. I'm excited about Saturday night for this live DVD red carpet recording, y'all, that's going on in Saginaw. And so we just thank God. We have some of the artists on the line with us now. We thank God for my brother and sister, Dante and Sherelle. I'm telling you, we thank God for them on tonight. And so we're going to be hearing some couple of tunes from them on tonight. Also, you heard the commercial that was on at the very, very beginning. And so right now, I want to give a shout-out to my sister Michelle. A lot of y'all will hear her again. Y'all will hear her soon. Y'all know how we used to do it with the praying and everything going on. And she will be in the background, amped up. I'm telling you, so it's been a while, but we coming back. And so we just thank God for all of you that are listening in, the families and friends there in Saginaw and in different states and around the world. We just want to say God bless. So we're going to get started right now. We're going to bring our brother Dante on right now to talk to you a little bit about what's going to be happening and what's going on. So we just thank God. God bless you, brother. How are you?
Hey, God bless you, Sister Angel. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, doing great.
That's good. Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm really excited about what's happening. And so it's just a blessing, you know, to be able to be on tonight. I know we were scheduled to come on last week, but we weren't able to do it. But we thank God that right now we are on,
yes.
And I just cannot wait till Saturday. It looks like the days are going super slow.
Seems like it's going super fast for me.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow. Well, it seems like, seem like it's going slow for me. Yeah, but I can't wait. I'm excited. So what I'm going to have you do, Dante, I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself and tell the people where you're calling from and talk a little bit about this great event that y'all are having coming up on this Saturday.
Yes, well, I am Dante Daughtry. I'm right here from Saginaw, Michigan. You call it the Gnaw. I think they still
yes.
call it the Nasty here. But we're coming here doing something a little different with Transparent the Band. What we're doing, we always use this slogan called encouraging our community one song at a time. And what we're doing is a live DVD recording. I believe it's the first time ever done here with the red carpet. And so what we're doing, it's a free event. Yeah, it's a free event. And we'll be showcasing basically our CD that we did. A few of us artists came together and actually became a band. So what we're doing is trying to get the community to come out and anybody anywhere from any country, anywhere, just come on out and support us and show your face in the place, get your face on the DVD. It's live. It's free. I want you to bring your cell phones. I don't care. You can record us. You can put it out on YouTube ahead of time. We ain't that type to say you bootlegging. No, we want you to bring your phones, let everybody know what we're doing here. We need to let everybody know. So, yeah, it's going to be on fire, 5 o'clock sharp. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, this Saturday.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes, I'm looking. I'm telling you, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yes, I can't wait till you get there. I can't wait till you get there with some interviews on the red carpet.
Yes. And plus, we all have to give a lot of hugs and pics, but because I'm telling you, it's just awesome that I'm going to be setting my eyes on y'all, and that's going to be awesome.
Right, right.
And you know what?
Yes.
Sometimes when that happens to me, sometimes I might get a little emotional, so y'all might see a little tear try to fall, but you know, not too
that's
much, because
right.
I don't want my lashes coming off on the DVD.
Please do. We need that.
They be like, Angel done cried her lashes off and she went in the bathroom and glued some more on.
We need that. We want short lashes, long lashes, whatever lashes. We need them all up in there.
You know, it's just awesome. You know, I wanted to ask you because I remember it's been a couple of years where I remember interviewing you. I can't even remember, to be honest. How we first met. I don't remember how that happened, where we met and I listened to your music and got you on. We was on the radio and I was playing the music and it was really a blessing. And then we here we are again today.
I know. At that time I was in Maryland. I kind of remember it. It was about a year or two ago, like you said.
Yep,
that was some of my solo projects I was doing. And we actually met off of Facebook. Right off of Facebook. That's how we met.
Yes, I'm telling you that was something how we became, you know, in tune and everything.
Yes.
And also, I wanted to know the Transparent Band really stands out. I love the name because it's very unique, very different. You know what I'm saying? And what I wanted to ask is, how did you come about with this name, Transparent Band?
Well, that's the band and I, we prayed about, and we were just sitting around talking and, you know, basically come up with names. And we wanted something to represent not that it being us, but we wanted people to see Christ in us. And and that name just stuck out that we wanted Transparent because we want you to see God, not us, and what we do through our sound and everything. Not just a sound just to entertain you and nothing like that, but we want a sound that's going to change your heart. If you're getting ready to jump off a cliff, or if you're about to give up, or you need some encouragement, you know, we want our music and our lyrics to speak to you, to encourage you, to draw you closer to Christ. you know, to build a relationship. So that's how we basically came with the name Transparent, because when you see us, we want you to see the Christ that's in us, that he's being transparent right before us. Yeah, that's not about us, because they ain't got nothing to do with us.
Yeah. Now, you know what? That's some real word, brother, because a lot of people, when they have their little DVD and stuff, they say what it's for, but really when you go there, because I have did some red carpets, you know, with other and it looked like they were being glorified. God wasn't being glorified.
Wow.
Everybody was talking about what they had on and how they was sharp and they was this, and it looked like the different groups that was there, somebody trying to outdo the other, and, you know, it was ridiculous.
Wow.
You know, so you wouldn't believe.
We ain't into that, and that's, it's got to be about Christ. It has to be, because that's the problem now. There's no change. It's just got a lot of entertainment going on. But you got to come there and see, because you never know what's going to happen. It might be some cats and some demons out. It might be some laying on some hands. I don't know what's going to happen. You got to come on Saturday to see. I just guarantee you need to be up there in the place.
I know that's right. I do know that is right.
Yeah.
Well, how many are y'all in the group?
Well, actually, it's seven of us now. There's seven for completion. Yep, there's seven of us in the band. Got the old school full band sound, and with the vocals too. I mean, you just gotta come. I'm just so excited. I feel like running. I'm telling you, I feel like running right now.
I know that's right.
Yeah, just a unique sound, but it's seven of us just coming strong, and I mean, gonna give you a two hour show. I'm telling you, ministering, and
awesome. You know, I know what we're gonna do, because like I said, I know we have some of the group, and we have your lovely wife on, and your son, and everybody.
Yeah.
We want to get everybody heard. But before we go to them, because like I said, I'm going to leave. What I'm going to do is mute out your mic while we're playing the music. But when we come back on, I'm going to leave your mic open, because I want you to reenact with me, you know, as I interview each person. So what we're going to do now, before we get started with the rest of the interview with everyone, I want to play one of the songs called My Place. Talk a little bit about My Place. What is that song ministering about? What are we going to hear?
Yeah, this song was actually written by my brother and I. And this song, man, it's so old. And we was just trying to figure out when we was going to put this song out. And then when we sing the spirit of the group that we have now, we was like, this is the time. Because this song right here represents, My Place is talking about heaven. It's basically saying, I don't want to die and go to hell just to realize, you know, I fail. You know, Lord, I change right from wrong, because heaven is my place, my home. So that's what it's talking about. Definitely that my place, even though you see me here on earth, but I'm working to get to heaven. That's basically what it's talking about. Yeah.
Amen. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna mute your mic. And before we interview everybody else, I want the people to hear this song first before we go into it. And right after the song is done, I'm going to open up your mic, and then we're going to get started going down the line interviewing everyone. Is that all right?
Okay, that's all right.
All right. All right, y'all. You heard our brother Dante. I'm telling you, we're going to come back with him in a few minutes. I want y'all to hear this awesome song. I was blessed by it, called My Place, and we definitely will be back in a few minutes.
New eyes, see. was a battle going on inside my head, driving in my car. A cloud appeared to me and said, by the devil, you've been misled.
You, I done heard a little, sounded like a little younger Rance Allen. I'm telling y'all, wow, I had to listen again. That was when I first heard it. I said, oh, I said, whoever that is singing, I said, it kind of sounded like a younger version of Rance up in there. I'm telling you, brother, we back on.
Yeah, that's right there. Yes, riding both. Yes, indeed.
All
yes,
right.
Indeed.
He almost sounded like a younger Rance Allen on some of them tunes. I was like, all right.
I told them, boys, you'll get some of everything on there. I'm telling you, you'll get some
y'all
of everything.
Y'all will sing this on Saturday, I hope, right? We all going to hear this Saturday, right?
Y'all got to come out and see if we going to sing it.
Because I want to hear, I definitely, y'all got to sing that for Angel here. I got to hear that. My place,
yeah,
I'm telling you,
it.
That's a problem. That's a powerful song. I'm telling you, I was blessed when I first heard it. I said, wow, this sounds good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm telling you, I'm just blessed. I still got you on. And so right now I see my sister on, and we're going to click her on while you're on too with us.
Okay.
Sherelle, how are you,
hey,
sister?
Hey, sis. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm telling
good.
You, I'm excited, sister, to see you all and everybody on Saturday. I mean, like I said, it may be going fast for y'all, but it's going so slow to me. I'm telling you, I woke up this morning, I'm like, wow, we just yet on Tuesday, and I'm looking at the time now, and daylight is still out there, and I'm like, wow, we're just at Wednesday. It's just not going to.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hurry up. Wow. Well, y'all need to send some of that speed this way so I can feel like it's going fast.
Just come on down early. Just come on now.
I know that's right. Yes, maybe I can catch up. But we thank God for you, sister. I wanted to know from you what. How do you, and I'm saying this question, I know how you really feel, but we just want to put it out there. How does it feel to be a part, even though you may not be on stage singing, but you're still a part of it because your husband, you know, is. And so by y'all being one, you are a part of the Transparent Band. How does it feel to even be a part of this vision, to be there, to hear this music and just be blessed by this? How does that feel to you? What is it like?
I just feel real blessed to be a part of the vision that God has given my husband and the other band members. You know, I am his helpmeet, you know, and I know that God has given my husband the passion and the gift and the anointing to play music, to write music, to produce music, and to do all those things related to music. And to just be a part of that, to see, you know, God shine through whatever he desires to do, it's just a blessing to me. And, you know, when my husband is happy, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
So, So I just get in where I fit in, you know, wherever, if he needs, you know, a background singer, you know, I'm there. If he needs a keyboard, you know, I'm there. You know, if he needs somebody handle business part, I'm there too. So whatever I need to do to make it easy for him, it's just a blessing to be a part.
Wow, I'm telling you what, I'm really speechless when I think about me being a part of this on you know, Saturday night. It's seriously, it's like overwhelming because I really never dealt with red carpet really a lot with Americans. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all know I've done a lot of shows mainly with a lot of the Africans and Jamaicans. So when I was asked about being a part of this, I was like, wow, really? Me? You know, oh, wow. You know. So I'm like super excited, and I just love the way the flyers were, the way it was made. It was so it was done in great profession. You know, it was very professional. And even the video, because I've seen, y'all just don't know, when you're doing radio and doing red carpets and shows and stuff for people, I've seen some ghetto stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff that looks like, I'm serious. I'd be looking at it like, wow, my grandson could have did that. You know,
right.
But it was like time was, and it is anointed. And that's the part where when you look at the video, it's making you feel like, wow, I got to get there and be a part of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Even when I saw how the logo was sitting on the red carpet, I'm like, wow, I've never seen nothing done so classy. And a lot of my friends and stuff that have seen the video and even seen the flyers, they were like, wow, I love this. This is good quality. And
that's
so
all right.
We just thank the Lord because we know that it's done in order, you know, and that is the main thing. To me, what you look for when you're doing events sometimes, you pay attention to the commercial, how it's being done, how the flyers are being, and it was being promoted very well. It's like it was not being promoted at the last minute. When I was asked this, things started getting done right away. And that's what I liked about it. And that's why I was so comfortable to even say, yes, I would love to be, you know, a part of this. And it's just awesome. And I'm very excited. I cannot wait to see you all, to get hugs and kisses and, like, oh, wow, pictures taken. And I haven't been to Saginaw in years. So, to me, it's like coming home. We used to be out in Saginaw a long time ago. We used to hang out there. That was just, like, the old stomping grounds. I don't really remember where we was at, but I had some friends there. And back in those party days, that's what we did. We used to be like, oh, we're going to the North. It's going down. We about to party and all tonight.
Y'all probably was on Genesee. Y'all probably was on Genesee. I can all know what I'm talking about. Y'all was on Genesee, right there, Third World.
Hey, we probably was. I don't even remember, because every time I came to the North, I was on a new level of a high. So I can't tell you where I was at. I just knew we was there.
That's all right.
So we just thank God for you, Sherelle, and like I said, what do you look forward to happening on Saturday? What you really looking for to happen?
Well, I look for God to show up and show out. That's
Amen.
What I look forward to. Because you know, I think a lot of times a lot of artists go to perform. And we go to do the work that God has us to do. And if it's about going to there to save souls or, you know, to see healing, be a part of healing and deliverance, that's what we're set up to do. And if it's done
Amen.
Through music, if it's done through the singing, if it's done through the laying of hands or prayer or whatever it may be, that's what we're going out to do to build the kingdom of God.
My God. Amen. Well, like I said, I look
Amen.
Forward, sister, you being, you know, being there and seeing you all. And I'm just excited. You know, I'm very much
yeah.
excited. So I just look
well,
forward
we can't wait
to seeing
you
here.
Too.
Yes. I said I was going to try to get there because when I mapped it out, I think we're like an hour and a half or two from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Depending on my brother's driving, it might be, you know, less than that. Because he be willing and dealing in that Charger. He be dealing and willing. So I'm telling you, we'll probably get there a lot early. Like, wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, believe me, you're going to want to get there early with that red carpet. And then the place only holds so many people, too. So I'm telling you, you're going to want to get there. Because this is, like I said,
well,
this is one of the first times.
I wanted to leave. Get there 2 hours early. I at least wanted
yeah,
to do that
you,
so I can have time to get myself together and go over some things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I plan on leaving out early and getting there, you know, in time. So that's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Get you some of that soul food
right
in you.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I'm ready. I ain't going to eat all that day, y'all. I ain't going to eat, so I'm going to be starving. I'm coming with my nostrils open.
That's all right.
I know they probably say this girl is silly, but I have a sense of humor. A lot of people tell me that. They say, you know, I'm fun to be around. I just like to make people laugh, you know, and just have a good time.
Yes.
You know, be serious. But also have laughter. And the reason I do this, even on the shows and even in person, because you never know what a person is going through. A lot of people are going through
That's
a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they hide behind the makeup. They hide behind the smiles and stuff. But they are wounded. And sometimes it takes a little laugh or something to heal the soul.
Yep.
That's
you got
right.
it right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I always tell people, if you're looking for me to do an event looking like a sour grape, you got the wrong person, because that ain't me.
See, that's why we knew you was the right person for this event. We knew it. We needed an angel on deck.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited. I'm excited. All right, sister. Yeah. Terrell, I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic out, and we're going to get started. Going down the line, I see a lot of numbers, but I love you, sis, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Okay, love you too, sis.
And I love you too, sis, Sherelle. I love you, dear. Trying to stay off the couch.
Wow. You know, I see that your son, I believe, is still on.
Oh, he on
that
too, huh?
Yeah, I see. Little Dante is what I'm gonna call him, the third. And so we're gonna click his mic open right now. Let me see. Let me get the mic on. All right.
Okay.
God bless you, little Dante. How are you?
Good.
Oh, he sounds so precious. He like good. Well, I'm gonna have to call you my nephew then. I'm gonna be like, come get my
right.
hug. How do you feel about Saturday night? I know you're looking forward to Saturday night. You excited?
Yes.
That's awesome. That is really awesome. Anything that you would like to say to the people about coming out and seeing this great, awesome band?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Let them know what you want to tell them.
That everybody will have a good time, enjoy the show, and be a wonderful and successful show.
All right. Using the big word. All right. That's wonderful. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I look forward to seeing you, nephew. I'm going to call you nephew. I'm going to look forward to seeing you there on Saturday night and get my hugs.
Okay.
All right. Well, God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you, too.
Aww. You know, he sounds like my grandson. Yes, he sounds like that boy. Well, I'm going to have to call him when I get off the show.
Oh, yeah, look. That's all right. That's what
I thank
about.
God. I'm talking.
Yeah.
So now, okay, I'm crossing out the names as we go so I can make sure I get everybody in. Okay, now I'm seeing on with us Bo. All right, so we're going to click Bo on. God bless you, brother. How are you?
God bless you, sister. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Going good. I just can't wait, as I keep saying, on Saturday to be able to be a part of this great event and to meet you all and to hear these awesome songs. I'm telling you, I'm just so ready. And so I just thank God for you all. I wanted to know, how does it feel to be a part of this great band?
Well, I'm really excited about this venue that we put together, and I think we put together a really good project, and God and our people will be pleased.
Amen. Amen. So what are you looking forward to happen on Saturday night? What are you looking for to go down?
Well, I'm looking for God to show up in this place and do a mighty work in this place and touch those who need some healing, touch those who need some protection, touch those who need just covering and blessings. And hopefully some yokes will be broken on that night.
All right. Now,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm looking
that's
myself
right.
to not even leave out the same. I'm telling you, I'm looking for God
that's
to do
right.
something for me, because I sure need it, honey. I'm telling you, it's been a trying week.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yes.
Wait,
so, hey, I'm going to be standing there with my hands lifted up saying, Lord, pour the oil on me.
Oh, right. I know that's right. Especially after you hear Bo's testimony, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. See, that's what I'm saying. Now, we're going to have that. Now, see, we do testimonies on here, too. So I know we definitely going to have to set up for the testimony as well for
that's
the radio,
right.
Too.
Yes.
But to hear the testimony
right.
in there, now, hey, somebody better stay behind me, because I'm the type, when I hear powerful testimonies, I just go out. I might fall out under the power. So
that's
y'all
right.
just let Angel take it. Don't pick me up.
Be like, she all right.
Like,
let her hit that flow.
Right.
She'll be all right. as long as you got somebody with a blanket to cover you, though.
I know that. Might have to take some of the table coverings off. Be like, we need
right.
this for this stuff.
Snatch it right off. No, that's right.
I know. My God. So we're going to be hearing a testimony that night.
Oh, you'll hear many testimonies that night.
The song is part of my testimony, part of my journey of walk my walk and fight my fight to Christ.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. I'm telling you, I really can't wait now. Wow, that's going to be awesome. Well, I just thank God for you, Bo, and for all of you. I'm telling you, I've been blessed, even with a couple of songs that, you know, that I'm blessed to play. You know, I've been blessed. I can't even wait myself. So, like I said, I'm really looking forward to receiving from God, you know, on that night as well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many radio hosts or DJs may even say that, but that's what I look for when I come and be a part of a red carpet or even a concert. I don't look to go in and come out the same. I look to come out receiving too, and to be able to talk about it on the radio to say how
God came in, you know what I'm saying, and did and do what he have to do. And so I'm coming with an open mind and heart saying, Lord, bless me. You know what I'm saying? Bless me. Bless your people. And that's what it's all about, like you said. It's not about us, but it's about what God is doing and what he's going to do in us and through us. That we all will walk out of there different. You know what I'm saying? And refreshed and renewed and, you know, with joy and peace and delivered from whatever is going on in our lives. You know that everything is going to be all right. Because we definitely are in a season where a lot of people are going through things and the enemy is playing with the minds of the people of God, where we're so focused on our issues and we're not focused on who can solve them.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so I just thank God for you all. And like I said, I look forward, Bo, to meeting you and everyone else there in the band. So once again, I just want to say God bless you, brother.
All right, God bless you as well. Thanks for having us, and we look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Okay. All right, Dante, you still on with me, right?
I'm still here.
All right, so now we're going down the line. Yes, okay, now I'm seeing, let me see. All right, I see another number. Okay, now we're going to go to our brother Darren. I think I'm saying the right, saying it right, right?
Yeah, Darren,
God bless you, brother. How are you doing, Darren?
Hey, praise the Lord, sister. How's it going?
Oh, going good, going good, going good. It's nice to have you all on tonight, and I'm going to ask you the same question, Darren. How does it feel to be a part of this great group? How does it feel?
It's wonderful. It's a blessing to be with a group of brothers and sisters that sold out for Christ, not compromising the word of God, changing lives, because that's, you know, I've been listening in and hearing everybody's comments, and It's just great, because it's where I'm going in life as a young man. And, you know, the day is so evil now that, you know, it's great to have something that's transparent, that's original, not sugarcoating the word, that's straight point, because that's really what's going to get people set free in this end time.
That's right.
Yes.
You about
that's
that.
Right.
You definitely are right. You know, I would say, I always say that I want the word to be like I used to like my drinks back in the day when I was a drinker, and I want it straight with no chaser. Don't even put no ice on it. Just give it to me.
That's
like
right.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to be chasing demons in this place tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Like I said, I'm really looking forward to this. I've been really putting it out there and just, you know, posting it up on all the pages and networks.
Yes, you
and,
have.
You know, all on Instagram and Twitter, and you know what I'm saying? It's just been on.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I'm keeping it going. Even the show tonight, those that are listening in, you can reshare this program after we are off, that where people that didn't get a chance to hear us, they still will be able to click on the links afterwards. They'll be able to hear us. You'll be able to download. Y'all can download this show too as well. And so that's what I like about Blog Talk Radio, having shows on here, is because you can always, you know what I'm saying, go back to the shows and listen to them and download them. And I love that. So I'm definitely going to continue to keep posting up the flyers and also this radio link all the way up to Saturday. And like I said, I can't wait to, you know, be a part with you all on Saturday night.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to say again, Darren, God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you also as well on Saturday night.
Thank you, too. Thank you for having me.
All right. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm telling you, we're moving it down. We got one more person I see on here. And let's see, who is it?
Who would that be? Who would that be?
We have Way D. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we have Way D on. Let me click on his mic right now. God bless you, brother. How are you?
God bless you, sister. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Excited about Saturday night. I can't stop smiling on this radio. If everybody was to see me, they'd probably be saying, man, she got a Kool-Aid smile going on over there. But I'm that excited. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. And it's just an awesome thing. So I'm going to ask you the same question, brother. How does it feel to be a part of this great band?
It feels real good. I mean, I went from just going to the rehearsals to actually being added to the show. So it's a good feeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what are you looking forward to happen? What are you looking forward to happen on Saturday night?
I don't know. I'm just going to let it come as a surprise.
All right. He said he wanted to come as a surprise. We might see you slain on the floor under the power.
That's right. I'm going
straight
for him.
Be like, that's where he laying there. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's going to be the first one laid out. Yes.
Oh,
that's all right.
Yes. Like I said, I'm really excited. And so can't wait to meet you. Wade D, God bless you. And like I said, I just look forward to seeing you all on Saturday night.
God bless you, sister. I look forward to seeing you, too. Thanks for having me.
All right. Okay, y'all. I'm telling you, that went kind of quick, Dante.
It went quick. It sure did. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It went real quick. And so I didn't see, I'm going to go back through and see did I miss anybody. I don't think I did, but I'm just going to check and see. Did anyone else call in before we get ready to end this out?
Okay.
No, I don't. I didn't. Okay, that's it for everybody that was on here.
Yeah, they,
so what I'm
them
going
brothers
to,
probably working.
Yeah, probably so. But you know what? We're gonna give Jay and Rod a shout out so y'all can tell them Angel gave y'all a shout out. So we want to give it again.
That's
shout out goes out to Jay and Rod, and I look forward to meeting them as well, everybody, on Saturday night. And so I want you to mention to everybody again, where is this great live DVD recording going to be at?
Oh, it's taking place at Rita Southern Soul Cafe, 110 North Washington, Saginaw, Michigan. So it's right by the Dow Center and the Temple Theater. Everybody know where that place is. But it's right in the heart of downtown. It's soul food going to be there. The anointing God himself going to be there. So you got to get up in there. You know, we'll have Angel on deck up in there, you know, Transparent.
Yeah.
And just everybody around the surrounding city of Saginaw and so forth. So it's right there in the heart of Saginaw. You cannot miss it, right off the highway. You know, just keep up with us on all the social media and stuff, and check out Angel. Keep supporting her, you know, so everybody can see and keep following. Because I love the way you do your work. You just keep on pushing all times of the night. We like the way you.
Oh yeah. Y'all be seeing me. Listen, I had a brother tell me the other day. He said, "I see you don't only do music." He said, "I see you deal with a lot of African movies." He said, "I done started watching that site off you." He said, "Every time I'm seeing Angels of Melody," and he had me laughing because a lot of them I'm a part of another radio station on Thursday nights downtown at the Ford building here. And a lot of them teach me, they say, we know when Angel is on deck for real, because when she comes on, you seeing pictures, movies, videos, and they said, you just got to sit back and just watch because it's going to be a while. And they said, all you see is Tanya Angels of Melody. And I was just cracking up laughing.
That's why I said we got the right angel on deck. I'm telling you, when I seen that, I was like, wow. I said, God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I believe in something, and I believe the people of God that is doing something for the Lord, I believe in promoting that. You know what I'm saying? None
praise
stop.
God.
I believe in doing that. So I'm not going to be posting out no mess. You know, I don't believe in doing that. If I don't feel led to do it, because a lot of people send me stuff to help promote and stuff, and it will not get promoted, I do not do it. I will sit there and not share it. If I don't feel like doing it, I don't do it. So, like I said, I'm excited. When I'm a part of something, especially when I'm a part of something, because you got some people that are a part of stuff and don't even know how to post up and don't know how to promote right. When I'm sold out to it, I'm sold out.
Yes. And see, by you doing that, though, giving up yourself like that, that thing always come back around to you anyway. That's how it works. You know, when you're releasing like that, it's going to come back. Like you said, those problems you had this week, man, ain't no telling what God going to do. Just because you took the time out and that you've been a blessing to Transparent the Band by even interviewing us, you didn't even have to do this. You didn't have to say yes that you're coming to be a part of the DVD recording. I mean, just because of that in itself, you was being obedient to God's word. There's no telling what's going to happen. And we can't wait to hear your testimony just for you being connected to what God sent you down. You know, can't wait. People don't realize that they always looking for this big thing, but it's this small thing like this that, you know, so many folks may not know about it right now, but they will. They will. And because you've been a part of it in itself, you know, when two or three come together, he's there. So we need some angels like you on deck. So we, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
I will tell you this. Something had happened. You know, like I said, I've been going through really for the past couple of weeks, and nobody knows anything. You know what's really been going on, and I really got hit with a bomb today. You know what I'm saying? And not only today, but we lost a little cousin the other week. I don't know if y'all heard about it. 11-year-old shot and killed a 3-year-old child. That 3-year-old was my cousin. And so I was going through with that. And then they found my cousin, you know, a couple of days ago, face down in the street. His heart done went bad, you know what I'm saying? And we was going through with that. But today, I'm telling you, I went through a bomb, y'all, a bomb. And when it hit today, that devil was doing some speaking. You better believe. You don't have to go on the radio tonight, call it off. Oh, yeah, I went through. I said, oh, no. I said, we going to do this show tonight. God is going to be glorified. And I didn't care. And God brought one of the songs to me that he gave me, you know, called Your Miracle Is Now. And I began to sing that. And that's what I love about the songs that God give me that I write, because a lot of the songs he will bring to my memories and I will sing it. And a lot of people tell me when I come around and sing, so they say, oh, that song bless me or whatever, you know. But then I notice when I sing it to myself sometimes, when I'm going through and I apply that word to myself in that song, it helps and refreshes me. And singing that song gave me the strength tonight to come on and be able to do this great program. And I thank God that he gave me the strength, because a lot of people was asking me, are you still going on radio tonight? Or are you going to try to rest? Because I know you went through. And I said, you know what? I'm going on the radio, because I know by me going on the radio and giving God glory, I said, that is a black eye and a busted mouth to Satan tonight.
Now. You
and
got
so
it.
I just
you got
thank
it.
God that he has given me the strength.
Hallelujah.
And you know, he has given us the power. He's given us power, he said, to tread on
there
serpents and scorpions. And that's what we're going to do on tonight. I said, I'm wearing my stiletto, looking forward to crushing that devil's brain in. And
there you go.
I mean that.
That's right. That's right. And
that's exactly
what I'm talking about. See, we never know. We never know, but we got to go. That's where it is. You have to go. That's the only way God is going to do it. You have to release in somebody else, and then he'll take care of you. Don't worry about you. He going to take it no matter how heavy the trial is. The key thing is that you keep going through it. You don't stop, and you did it. And that's what I mean by the obedience, because we all go always keep going through something.
But it's always
a distraction to stop you, but God is testing you to see where you are. If you just one of them type of people to say, on Sunday morning, God is good because you're around a group of people. But God want to know outside those church walls, can you still have that same power, that same authority? You know what I'm saying? And this is your testimony. And you said it. You said you went on even though you went through these trials. And we yet praying for you still. We stand in the gap for you for everything that you're going through. And God bless you, sister. I'm serious. God bless you. And everything is all right. Everything is all right.
And you know what? Another thing I want to say before we end this, Dante, I want to tell you something. I didn't get a chance to tell you that day when I talked to you, but do you know you really encouraged me? And I got strength because I remember when your dad had went through what he went through, and you still pressed on. That blessed me. I just want you to know that really blessed me. I was like, oh, my God. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have been devastated, you know, to where I don't even know if I'd have been doing rehearsing or whatever. I probably would have been so gone. But by you still praying for dad and being there for dad, still doing what you had to do, even with the group for, you know, for Saturday night, I'm telling you, I thank God for that strength. And it gave me strength. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm serious. I'm not saying this to try to get but what really brought me to come on tonight is because I thought about the strength that happened that you had when your dad went through. And I thought about that. If my brother can still keep it moving after that, well, this what I'm going through, I can keep it moving too.
You can keep it moving too. That's right. Bless you.
I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for that. So I just want to say to those that are listening in, just know that tonight's word is whatever you're going through, keep it moving because God is doing something. And I'm telling you, he is. He's moving by his spirit. And I know in all of our situations and things that we're going through, God is moving. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe in these last days, we are going to have the taste of the goodness. I'm telling you, of wealth, whatever it is that we've been desiring, we are going to get it. And I thank God because his word will not return to him void. And if he's saying that he's going to bless us and he said doors is going to be opening, we got to ride on that. As I used to as I tell my dad, we're going to ride till the wheels fall off. And that is the thing. We have to on this earth. Yes. And I thank God for you all. I really am excited. I thank God, Dante, for even including me in this. You just don't know. I'm just don't know what else to say, but to say God bless you all. And what I'm going to do, because we're about to end this, we're going to end it off with this great song called You Say. But before we go to that song, I just want to say a quick prayer. Right now, concerning on Saturday night, I just feel led to just pray, and so we're gonna pray right now. Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for this great platform, God. This is not the platform that you just blessed me with, but this is a platform, Lord, that Transparent Band and all your people from around the world is a part of, God. This is their platform as well, God, because when you called me forth in ministry some years back, and I didn't even know I was going to be on radio, but when that even came forth, you told me that this was a platform that would be a blessing to your people all over the world. So, Lord, I am thanking you right now for Transparent Band. I thank you for everyone that makes up the band. I thank you for our sister Sherelle, my brother Dante, and everybody else in this band, God. I ask right now that you will bless them like never before, God, that everything that they desire, everything they have prayed, oh, God, concerning whatever it is, you know it, I don't know. But, God, we thank you right now that you will do it in Jesus' name and that you alone will be glorified. And, Lord, I thank you for the testimonies that will come forth, oh, God, out of this band. Yes. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for the miraculous miracles that you will do, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now that even at the cafe that is already saturated with your love, it's already saturated with your power. Yes, and we thank you, Lord, that there are angelic angels have been loosed. Yes. Hallelujah. And that they will be over the place, under the place, in every corner, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that the atmosphere will be set that when your people walk in that door, hallelujah, that they will feel your power, God, that they will feel your love right there at the door, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever the people are feeling and going through, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you will set free, that you will save and heal and deliver on that night. in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against this event, that it will not prosper, God. But Lord, we thank you that it will be filled with your fire, God, straight falling on us from the heavens, oh God. And Lord, I ask that you will bless every vocal, all their vocals, oh God, that as they sing, oh God, that your fire will come out of their mouth, oh God. Hallelujah, that it will be a Holy Ghost explosion on that night.
God.
In the name of Jesus, that it will be the talk of Saginaw, how you have moved, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And you have
moved
mightily. And so we're giving you glory right now for it already happening, for it's already being done, oh God. We thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you that those CDs, oh God, that it will sell out, oh God, to be sold, oh God. In Jesus' name, we thank you right now for doors opening for this great band that you have called forth, oh God. We thank you for the traveling, oh God. We thank you for things being paid, expenses being paid. Hallelujah. We thank you that they will not worry, oh God, that as they keep walking in you, oh God, that they will see your hand upon them. Hallelujah. And I ask that you will bless their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless their homes, Lord, and cover them, Lord, in your blood.
Yes,
and we thank you right now. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor and all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you. I thank God. I just felt, just wanted to pray. Hallelujah.
You was right in line. You beat us to it, boy, because we felt it. Oh, we knew it was coming. Oh, my goodness. Knew it was coming. That's all right.
Yes.
Praise God. We received that in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? I thank God for even your dad. We finna lift him up right now, Lord. We thank you right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lift him,
for,
God.
For you touching. Oh, God, Dante's Father,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord, continue to do a work in his body, oh God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for
yes,
the miraculous
Lord.
Testimony that have already came forth. And we know,
Hallelujah.
God, that you're going to keep on dripping and renewing his body. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord, because you are
Hallelujah.
A God of miracles. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank you for your divine power
thank
and your divine
you.
Healing. Hallelujah, that
yes.
have touched him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord.
Yes.
And each day,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We ask that you will renew more strength
yes,
to him.
Yes,
in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
The
and
name
Lord, we
of
thank you right now for the miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God. And we will continue in the name of Jesus that you touch Sister Angel, God, like never before, God. Right now, God, any ungodliness, God, we ask that you destroy it, remove it, send it back to the pits of hell, God. Every distraction, God, that's trying to stop our sister, God, for she is being obedient and following your word, God. Release it, God. Open the windows of heaven, God. Pour it out now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless her in advance, God. Strengthen her in advance, God. Even before, God, give her the victory dance now. In the name of Jesus, God, that any ungodly thing must run, must flee. In the name of Jesus, you devil, you are not allowed here, God. Bless this angel, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Bless you, brother, for the prayer. I'm telling you.
Bless you.
It's already. Yes, I thank God. I thank God. Well, before
bless
we go
you,
off this intro, because we're going to go off with this great song, this other song called You Say. And I want you to talk a little bit about You Say.
Well, that's it. Most people always talking about they got all this power and they always saying they love God and they always tell me I can speak in tongues, I can do this. But the key thing is the Bible says if you have no love, you have nothing. And that's what this song is talking about. You can have all the gifts in the world when we're coming from Corinthians. You can have all the gifts in the world and you can speak in tongues and talk like angels and all that. But if you have no love, you are nothing. And that's what this song is talking about, You Say.
My God. Well, I'm telling you, I can't wait to play this. Before we play that song, we're going to go to the commercial. And right after the commercial, we're just going to end off with You Say. So I just want to say, brother, God bless you. I
bless
thank
you.
God that you all were able to be on tonight for this great interview. And I'm telling you, I am looking forward to Saturday night. And I'm telling you, I know have an awesome time in God, and I know we'll probably end up talking before Saturday, but I just thank God for you being on. So in saying that, before we end, I want you to do the last remarks. Anything you would like to say?
Yes, just please go online to Dante.com. We have the CD that's available right now. I mean, get a hold of our Transparent the Band Facebook page and like it and become friends with us, because we'll have all our information on there. And I will always say, continue to support Sister Angel as she takes out her time and God is blessing her. Now I heard it is 5 days. I thought it was just one day. Look at God that you don't even have a second station. That everybody keep up with you, because if you want to know something about anything, just look up Sister Angel. She'll have it all on her site.
Oh, yeah. Amen. I sure will.
Amen.
I sure will. Even when I wake up in the wee hours of the morning sometime, I'll go on posting. And so,
oh, well, we see you. That green light comes on the side. We see you. We see you.
Well, God bless you, Dante.
God
bless you. And once again, I just thank God for you all having me to be a part of this great live DVD red carpet event. And I'm ready. I can't wait to get to the north, as they say.
I know, that's right.
You might see me posting up on Saturday morning saying, on my way to the north.
To the north. Now we know what you're saying.
I know somebody looked at it and be like, the north? What is the north?
The north. We need, right, we need you to come to the yes.
I know.
But that's all right. But, yeah, definitely everybody come up to this DVD. We really need everybody is invited. Children, babies, I don't care. Newborn, they always tell them, leave them at home. No, we need them crying on the tape, too. We need all of them. They don't even need no babysitter. Bring the babysitter, too.
I know that's right. Yes, exactly. Well, God bless you, brother. Love you so much. And I look
love
forward
too,
to seeing you all on Saturday.
Okay, now take care.
All right. Okay, y'all, I'm telling you, you have heard our brothers and also our sister Sherelle on tonight, and little nephew. I'm telling you, you have heard this great. This has been a blessing. I'm so glad that I pressed my way doing this interview. I would not have sat down on tonight. I'm telling you, and I just thank the Lord that he has given me strength to come on and just, and you know, to overlook what went on and just know to lay it at his feet, because he's going to do it. And that's the same thing with all of you that are listening in all over the world. No matter what you're going through, lay it at his feet, because he is definitely going to fix it. And so I just want to say we all thank you for listening in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And I'm telling you, Saginaw, love you. Miss Angel on Deck will be there. I'm telling you. So we thank God. We're going to go to this great commercial, and then we're ending it off with this great song called You Say. God bless you all, and we will see you on Saturday.
J&J Music presents Transparent the Band live DVD recording at Rita's Southern Soul Cafe, 110 North Washington Street, Saginaw, Michigan, August 22nd, 2015, Saturday at 5 p.m. There will be a red carpet event with Detroit's own DJ Tanya Johnson on deck, with live radio interviews and photos by Dizzy of Saginaw, Michigan. Remember, come dressed to impress. Special guests to appear, Way Deep and Xavier of Jackson, Michigan, and Brother Kirk of B2B Activewear of Saginaw, Michigan. Breaking news, please visit GoFundMe.com/Y3T9SUS to make a $20 donation to help fund Transparent the Band Keep Music Alive Tour, and receive in person 2 free autographed CDs at Transparent the Band live DVD recording, Rita's Southern Soul Cafe, 110 North Washington Street, Saginaw, Michigan, August 22nd, 2015, Saturday at 5 p.m. Building our community, one encouraging song at a time. We'll be right back.
the prophecy and understanding of mysteries in our land. Though you have our faith to move mountains, but you have not love on love.
You may be the poor,
or give your body to be burned. Still it profits you.
But you have not love, oh love.
Give the prophecy and understanding of mysteries and knowledge. So you have a faith to move mountains, but you have not love.
You may be the poor,
or give your body to be burned.
You say, you say, you say, you say.